graduate school, maybe it was my second year, Bauer gave me a technical report from Carnegie Tech by Simon and Feigenbaum on a simulation model of serial learning. And I read it, and I thought, well, this is really interesting. You can use computers to try to emulate what's going on in the mind. I took a programming course that, you know, Stanford, I don't think for very long, it had Burroughs B5000 computer, but students could use it. One of our projects in the programming course was programming a mouse to learn a maze, and it used a random number generator. And I thought, well, this is really interesting. You could use a random number generator in a human learning model. So I developed a model based on the Simon and Feigenbaum model, but theirs was deterministic, and I added random processes. So I did some simulation work showing that you get similarity effects and retroactive interference in the model. And then I went and showed it to Bauer. He was very interested in it, so he encouraged me to go on. Eventually, that turned into my dissertation, which was published in the Journal of Mathematical Psychology, so nobody ever sees it. And Herb Simon was one of the reviewers of my dissertation project. He wrote a very long review. But one thing it made clear was, there were a lot of anecdotes about Simon. He hated graphs. He liked tables. He wanted to see numbers.
So what did he tell you about your dissertation? What did he think?
Well, he was very positive about it, aside from the fact that he wanted to see numbers instead of graphs. Bauer, after I got out, Bauer wrote to me and said there's this dissertation award program by the American Institute for Research. I think you should apply for that. So I did, and I got it. I got the first award for my creativity for my dissertation. There were three awards. I got first place. Yeah.